Goodness alone knows why, said Aunt Cynthia. But you may do it once too often and find yourself taken at your word. There is something very fascinating about this Anne Shirley. Indeed there is, I assented. She has the loveliest eyes I ever saw. She would be just the wife for Max, and I hope he will marry her.
Hmph, said Aunt Cynthia.
Well, I won't entice you into telling me any more fibs. And I didn't drive out here today in all this wind to talk sense into you concerning Max. I'm going to Halifax for 2 months, and I want you to take charge of Fatima for me while I'm away.
Fatima? I exclaimed.
Yes, I don't dare to trust her with the servants. Mind you always warm her milk before you give it to her, and don't on any account let her run out of doors. I looked at Ismay, and Ismay looked at me. We knew we were in for it. To refuse would mortally offend Aunt Cynthia. Besides, if I betrayed any unwillingness, Aunt Cynthia would be sure to put it down to grumpiness over what she had said about Max, and rub it in for years. But I ventured to ask, what if anything happens to her while you are away? It is to prevent that I'm leaving her with you, said Aunt Cynthia. You simply must not let anything happen to her. It will do you good to have a little responsibility, and you will have a chance to find out what an adorable creature Fatima really is. Well, that is all settled. I'll send Fatima out tomorrow.
You can take care of that horrid Fatima beast yourself, said Ismay, when the door closed behind Aunt Cynthia. I won't touch her with a yardstick. You had no business to say we'd take her.
Did I say we would take her? I demanded crossly. Aunt Cynthia took our consent for granted. And you know as well as I do we couldn't have refused. So what is the use of being grouchy?
If anything happens to her, Aunt Cynthia will hold us responsible, said Ismay darkly.
Do you think Anne Shirley is really engaged to Gilbert Blythe? I asked curiously.
I've heard that she was, said Ismay absently.
Does she eat anything but milk? Will it do to give her mice?
Oh, I guess so. But do you think Max has really fallen in love with her?
I dare say. What a relief it will be for you if he has.
Oh, of course, I said frostily.
Anne Shirley, or Anne anybody else, is perfectly welcome to Max if she wants him. I certainly do not. Ismay Mead, if that stove doesn't stop smoking, I shall fly into bits. This is a detestable day. I hate that creature.
Oh, you shouldn't talk like that when you don't even know her, protested Ismay. Everyone says Anne Shirley is lovely.
I was talking about Fatima, I cried in a rage.
Oh, said Ismay.
Ismay is stupid at times. I thought the way she said, oh, was inexcusably stupid.